tonight I've got a brief message about, it's called Entertaining Goats in the Lord's House. Entertaining Goats in the Lord's House. The Lord talks about a big separation coming. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. And a lot of the churches today are full of goats. Some old preacher did a message years and years ago, maybe 100 years ago, called Feeding Sheep or Entertaining Goats. And entertaining goats is in the Lord's House is what I want to talk about tonight. Anyway, I want you to turn to the book of Acts, please, chapter 20 and verse 27 to 29. The very important scripture that Paul spoke to the elders of the church in Ephesus when he came ashore. Miletus. Miletus, was it? He came ashore at Miletus and he said, told the crew that was with him to go up to Ephesus, which is about 60 miles away, around a big bay, and tell the elders at the church of Ephesus to come down and see him. He had something he wanted to talk to him about, and that's in chapter 20 of the book of Acts. And this is part of what those people, they came to him. If somebody would tell me today, some big-time pastor told me to come to Port Douglas to walk up there or ride my donkey up there to see him because he's got some message for me, I'd tell him to get lost. You see? But you know why? Because we've lost the importance of what the church is about and the authority that God has given to the church. We don't recognise that anymore. Most of us don't anyway. But in that day, these people recognised, the elders in the churches, they recognised Paul was an apostle. And when he said, come to me, they came to him. And they came 60 miles, not by plane or boat or motor car. I don't know how they came, but they did come. Anyhow, in Acts 20, he got through telling them a whole heap of things. In verses 27 and 29, he says, he's getting to the end of his message to them. He says, for I have not shunned to declare you all the counsel of God. All the counsel of God. Not just the bits you like, but everything. And he said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock. Firstly, he said, take heed therefore unto yourselves. He told the elders. That's what they need to do. You need to take heed to yourselves. And then take heed to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. What to do? To feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. God's own blood. God purchased the church with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. He warned them about that. He knew it was coming. He warned them against it. And it still happened, you see. And the wolves have been coming in among the flock ever since. Amen? And we need to keep our eyes open and our ears open and be alert and vigilant and sober and understand that wolves are getting around. Eh? Let's pray and offer this, ask the Lord to help us to understand what we need to know. Thank you, Lord, for opportunity to look in your word, Lord, and to grasp the enormity, Lord, of what Paul was telling the elders from the church at Ephesus, Lord, and that was written down in the Word, in the Bible, for our admonition upon whom the ends of the age have come. You've designed the Bible, the letters that Paul wrote and the things that they talked and spoke about, Lord, and taught, that they are for us today, Lord, for us to take notice of. And these things are rampant in the church today that Paul prophesied would come. They are rampant in the church today. And we pray, Lord, that you help us as a group, a small group of people, Lord, to remain firmly entrenched in your word, Lord, and obedient to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in my message last Sunday morning, I mentioned an article that had been emailed to me by our friend in Florida, Jeff Royal. You weren't here, so you'll hear this the first time. The article was entitled, Creative Worship Services Drawing the Young. Creative Worship Services are Drawing the Young. It had recently been published in an American religious magazine called The Christian Post. Very important magazine over in America and in Australia too. You can see it online. It's called The Christian Post. It's not Christianity Today, which is Billy Graham's magazine. He started it. And it's apostasy promoting. But this Christian Post, it's similar, but not as bad as Christianity Today. Anyhow, tonight I want to talk a little bit about that article and how it relates to a series of warning messages I've been presenting in our Sunday morning services over the last couple of months called The Great Pentecostal Subversion. There's a great Pentecostal subversion going on today in the churches. And if we're not careful, it'll come in here. And it already has at various times and drawn people away. In my message on the Great Pentecostal Subversion, I've been teaching our people about the vast differences in beliefs and practices that exist between our fundamentalist, conservative, independent Baptist churches and all of the other churches or the other church denominations and movements throughout the world that have been infiltrated and contaminated with Pentecostal and charismatic beliefs and practices. Anyhow, the reason we have been presenting these messages in our morning services is because in these evil and dark days of increased worldwide apostasy, there is great effort being expended by these liberal and progressive denominations to proselytize any group of people who are not already part of their company. I demonstrated in past messages that these deceived people have been successfully infiltrating and subverting even independent Baptist churches throughout the world, even reaching into our own local church here. Therefore, it has been incumbent upon us to teach our people here at Coastline, for our spiritual safety, what is biblical and what is not regarding these things. The Word of God is our standard for testing everything to determine whether something is pleasing to God or whether it is a deception of the enemy who is attempting to lead us away from truth into error. The only way that anyone can be led astray is if they are ignorant of what God says in His Word on any given subject. People remain ignorant of these things when their shepherds, the teachers, fail in their God-given responsibility, firstly to take heed unto themselves, and then secondly to take heed unto all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made them overseers. What is it that they are to take heed to? What is it that Paul said? You are to take heed to this. They are to take heed to feed the church of God, which He has purchased with His own blood. He says, feed the church. Look out for yourself first. That's what we've just read in verse 28 of our opening scripture in Acts 20, isn't it? The responsibility of the church leaders is to feed God's people with the pure and unadulterated Word of God. The food is the doctrines of the Lord Jesus Christ, faithfully preached and taught from the Bible as commanded in 2 Timothy 4:2. Unfortunately, though, in this evil day of increased darkness of spiritual deception and spiritual ignorance, that's important. Spiritual ignorance. People are ignorant. And we've got the Word of God in our hand. We don't need to be ignorant. Ignorance. Multitudes of people who profess themselves to be pastors in so-called churches have not even taken heed to feed themselves on God's clearly specified diet, let alone feed the flocks they supposedly oversee. And therefore we see examples of what I'm about to share from the article that Brother Jeff sent me, taking place globally. It's taking place globally, leading multitudes into a lost eternity. And all supposedly, this is the horrible part, all supposedly in the name of the God of the Bible and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's supposedly to be in the name of God. What's going on in this article? I'm going to quote, quoting from the article we read. At Embassy Church International in Atlanta, worship isn't just hand clapping, solemn hymns and shouts of praise anymore. Now in the article, not in the one Jeff sent me, I went and had a look at the original article, there's a picture of a half-naked young lady hanging from the church ceiling and accompanied in the article, and there's a caption that says, an aerialist, glorifies God with her body at the Embassy Church International in Atlanta, Georgia, on April the 6th, 2018. Just gone by. Here's this lady hanging from the young lady hanging from the ceiling with hardly any clothes on. Like at the circus, you know? Trapeze artists are supposed to be glorifying God. They say she's glorifying God with her body. The article continues, in the last 5 years, traditional liturgy has evolved into Holy Spirit-driven, multi-sensory events where fog, concert lights, prophetic paintings and aerialist performances are all used to help usher churchgoers into incredible encounters with God. We've had some incredible experiences with fog, said Ajani Brown. He's the Embassy Church International Pastor of Operations. We have very high energetic worship services where we experience just all types of healings and miracles. So not only does the congregation get a high level of creativity, but they also get raw presence and raw glory. We've had so many testimonies of people set free and delivered by what we offer in our ministry, and we're excited. We are taking creativity really to the next level in the church. Embassy Church International, still quoting, Embassy Church International began in a living room with just 12 people 5 years ago. They were mostly college graduates hailing from different Christian traditions. For almost 2 years, that fellowship was stuck at just 11 people. It eventually grew to 30 people, and all we did was worship, Brown explained. Since the introduction of creative technology to worship services, like concert lights and fog, weekly attendance at Embassy Church International has mushroomed to approximately 400 people. For a long time, we did not have fog in our services. We did not have lights in our services. We had great content, we had music, we had songs, we had liturgy. We had all of that. What lighting and what fog did was it helped bring the worshipper into a context of what was happening. It helped make sense of what was occurring because millennial Christians are visual learners, he says. Visual learners. Recent research highlighted by the American magazine called Church Leaders says that over the last 4 decades, churches have been reporting a slow decline in the number of people who regularly attend church services. In 2018, it's estimated that less than 20% of Americans regularly attend church. Findings from a research group called American Congregations 2010 suggest that mainline and conservative Protestant churches could experience growth by adopting innovative worship and contemporary worship styles. Researchers found that congregations in these traditions that adopted innovative worship were significantly more likely to increase their numbers, especially with the young. Current research shows that innovative worship services, rich with technology, like artificial fog and concert lights, can be used to help grow churches. Now, I went and had a look at one of their services, went for 3 hours, and at the 2 hours mark, they're still jumping around singing to rock music, and girls floating around in the ceiling and all this sort of stuff and fog. 2 hours later, I didn't watch the whole thing all the way through, but I watched enough of it just to, what's going on here? It was what they call a black church. It was a black church, a Afro-American church, right? So they tend to get a bit wilder than the white, just traditional white churches. But this church, there's a bloke there on the stage walking up and down, the band's here playing, and the girls are so big. I hope they don't put them on the trapeze thing, it'll break the wire. They were huge, huge, big girls, eh? Stomping out in the microphone, screaming and yelling. And there's a bloke walking up and down the stage, and he said two things, he said, that caused me to know we need to get out of here. He said, God, in the microphone, God, give us your glory, give us your glory. Not biblical, my friends. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying that? We need to know our Bibles, you see. God says, I will give my glory to no one. I'm a jealous God. I will give my glory to no one. These people are asking him for it. They're so biblically illiterate, they don't even know that. And the other one he said was, give us your Holy Spirit. Give us your Holy Spirit. Like pleading with God. Give us your Holy Spirit. Horrible stuff. That proves they're not saved. If they haven't got the Holy Spirit, they're not saved. We get the Holy Spirit when we get saved. That's the Pentecostal thing. He's saying, oh, send the Holy Spirit. Let your glory fall on us. It's all rubbish stuff. Anyhow, There has been criticism about Embassy Church International's approach to worship. But Brown said he understands that criticism well and believes that while concerns about the use of technology in worship service are valid, it represents an issue of personal preference stemming from a generational or cultural divide and not a biblical one. So the people who are saying, oh, this is not God, it's just because of their personal preference stemming from a generational, old people, you see, or cultural divide, not a biblical one. His church fully understands technology doesn't save souls, so he says, but it's helping to draw a new generation of people through the doors of the church. He continued on to state that, I think that when people are coming into our experiences, people are visual. They are visual learners. They are kinesthetic learners. And we have to figure out how to meet them where they are. We have to learn how to meet these young people where they are. You know what kinesthetic means? It relates to physical movement, like dance and that sort of stuff. These young people like to see people dancing around, you see, or swinging in the ceilings from a rope, half clothed. When we see comments such as this, it represents an issue of personal preference stemming from a generational or cultural divide and not a biblical one. And also his comment that they are visual learners, they are kinesthetic learners, and we have to figure out how to meet them where they are, it actually represents the pragmatic philosophy of the purpose-driven church model, or purpose-driven church growth model, introduced into the churches in the 70s and 80s by false teachers like Rick Warren of Saddleback Church and Bill Hybels of Willow Creek Community Church in America. Big names. Hey, Bill Hybels resigned just this week. I don't know if you know him. One of the big names in a church that takes up this whole block. And thousands of people attend his congregation. All the ladies are coming out now and accusing him of sexual immorality. Not surprised. Not surprised. These blokes are full of ego. You've got an ego as big as them fellas. Your wife is not enough. They love themselves so much that they think everyone else loves them just as much as they love themselves. And they get into trouble. I warned a young lady one time in our church in the AOG. Some young fellas came up from Adelaide Church, Planet Shakers, and there was a young lady in our church. Her mother worked in the office. And one of these young fellas wanted to have a date with her. And she was really excited about it. And I'd been talking to these young fellas and I knew they were just full of ego. Pentecostal, egotistical turnouts. And I told that young girl, you'd be silly to go with that young bloke. He loves himself so much that he won't have any left for you. You're better off not to go out with him. She did go out to the movies with him, eh? She went to the movies with him. But those people today, they're part of this Planet Shakers big time into apostasy. Anyhow, Rick Warren, Saddleback Church, and Bill Hybels, they started this church growth stuff. Their intention is to fill the church with lost, unbelieving, self-loving, entertainment seekers, when in reality, listen, the church is supposed to be comprised of blood-bought, born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, who are being built together on the foundation of the doctrines of the Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles and prophets, as found in their entirety, the teachings are found in their entirety in our King James Bible. The philosophy of Embassy Church International in Atlanta, Georgia, is described in the article, is the same philosophy behind independent Baptist churches like Paul Chappell's Lancaster Baptist Church in America and Robert Baxter's Lighthouse Baptist Church in Australia, both who promote the dangerous belief that they can be culturally relevant and remain doctrinally sound at the same time. That's what this bloke was saying. We can have all this stuff and still have doctrinal soundness. They believe that they can safely use the world and its attractions and entertainments to bring people into their churches while still being fundamentalist and biblically sound. Not possible. Not possible? Why is it possible? Because it goes against God, for a start. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. They wouldn't believe such unbiblical things if only they would heed the warnings from God that we are not to show love to the world and the things that are in the world. And if they would just read and take heart our opening scripture tonight in Acts 20 and verse 28 to 29, they wouldn't do it either. But they don't know their scriptures, you see. They don't know their scriptures. Otherwise they wouldn't do it. Are they really born again? You see? So, our scripture tonight, let's read it again and we'll close with this. We know this here in this church. We know the scripture. We know it. And we know what to look out for. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves. That's talking to the pastors and teachers. The leadership in the church. You've got to take heed to yourself first. You can't protect the sheep if you can't protect yourself. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God. We're supposed to feed the church of God with the Word of God. That's the diet. To feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. And Paul said, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Grievous wolves have entered into not just that church in America, but into the independent Baptist church movement throughout the world. And it's getting more serious as each day goes by. Amen. And we need to be on our toes and watching and praying that we don't get caught up in it. We need God's help to do that. We need God's help and God's wisdom how to stand against it. Amen. Let's pray and close the service. Thank you, Lord, for this time of instruction from your word, Lord.